From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. Doctors Without Borders denies that Taliban militants were in one of its hospitals in Afghanistan. The aid group is disputing Afghan government claims that the insurgents were firing from its medical facility in the northern city of Kunduz when it was hit by a suspected U.S. airstrike. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman has said 10 to 15 Taliban insurgents were hiding in the hospital at the time of Saturday's airstrike. But in a statement on Sunday, Doctors Without Borders said none of its staff reported any firing from inside the hospital prior to the apparent U.S. bombing. It said the attack killed 12 hospital staff and 10 patients, including 3 children. U.S. officials have offered condolences for those killed and wounded in the incident and pledged a full investigation and coordination with the Afghan government. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says the Middle East will be destroyed unless Russia succeeds in a new campaign of airstrikes against rebels opposed to his regime. In an interview with Iranian state TV broadcast on Sunday, Assad praised his military alliances with Russia as well as Iran. He said Iran and Russia also are victims of terrorism, and if they unite with Syria on military and intelligence matters, he thinks the coalition's chances of success are high. While Assad's comments came as Russia intensified its airstrikes against the insurgents, Moscow announced on Sunday that it carried out 20 missions in the previous 24 hours targeting Islamic State training camps. The United States accuses Russia of targeting Western-backed opponents of Assad. This is VOA. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced tough new measures against Palestinian extremists, declaring that his country is in a war to the death against terrorism. Netanyahu returned to Israel from New York on Sunday and immediately met his top security chiefs for emergency talks about a surge in Palestinian militant violence against Israelis. The prime minister said demolitions of terrorists' homes will be speeded up, security forces in Jerusalem and the West Bank will be bolstered, and the jailing of suspected terrorists without trial will be expanded. Israeli police already said they are temporarily barring Palestinians from Jerusalem's Old City and that men 50 years and younger will not be allowed in the Al-Aqsa Mosque, a major Muslim holy site. Palestinian lawmaker Hanan Ashrawi accused the Israeli government of denying Palestinians a right to travel freely within what she called a Palestinian city.
They are also allowing and protecting the settlers to attack Palestinians everywhere. The settlers are on the rampage. The extremists are dictating the agenda, the Israeli extremists. And of course, this government is creating a situation of extreme volatility and violence.
Well, those Israeli security measures coincide with the final days of the Jewish festivals of Sukkot and Simchat Torah. U.S. rescuers have spotted multiple objects in waters off the Bahamas, where a container ship with 33 people on board went missing in a hurricane on Thursday. The U.S. Coast Guard said it located life jackets, life rings, containers, and an oil slick on Sunday. But it said it has not confirmed that the objects are from the 240-meter-long container ship El Faro that disappeared in the eye of Hurricane Joaquin. Forecasters say the storm has weakened slightly to a Category 2 hurricane with winds of 170 kilometers an hour as it heads north toward Bermuda. And a powerful typhoon has made landfall in southern China, killing at least 4 people and causing tens of thousands to evacuate coastal areas. China's National Meteorological Center said Typhoon Mujige would drop as much as 280 millimeters of rain in some areas by Monday morning. The storm had winds of up to 180 kilometers an hour when it came ashore on Sunday in the southern province of Guangdong. At least 16 Chinese fishermen were reported as missing at sea after 40,000 boats returned to port because of Mujige, which means rainbow in Korean. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.